Hello.
Oh, is this Mr. Justin?
I'm sorry, what?
Is this Justin?
Nope, this is Jane.
Hey, Miss Jane, do you know Justin Knowlton?
Yes, this is her, Jane Knowlton.
Okay, I think your husband was call. I'm not sure if that's your husband or your son. They were calling in to get roadside assistance to get a vehicle towed. But I think
yeah,
that's all
I keep calling. And getting disconnected. I don't know. I'm like trying to get my car out of the road and get a tow. Can I just get a tow? Can I just give you the address where I'm at and get a tow?
Do you have the policy number?
I do, but I'm like in the road trying to direct traffic outside of my car. So can I give you my name and have you look it up?
We're just the roadside, so we only can pull up your coverage with the policy number. We don't have any of your personal information or none of the information shows up.
Okay, hold on one second then.
Okay.
In my car. I hope I don't get hit. Hold on. I'm trying to get to the show right now, so we pushed my car to the side of the road. I put some signs on it, but it's blocking. It's kind of blocking the alleyway.
Mm-hmm.
I'm parked in the middle of the street, so let me just get out of that. Okay, let me pull up my policy. Hold on one second. There's no way you can pull up my policy?
Have you ever called in for roadside assistance before?
Yes, I have. I've been with you guys for many of years.
Okay. And have you used this telephone number here when you called in last time?
I'm not sure. I have two different numbers, one IAS and one Mercury, but I couldn't get a hold of roadside assistance through IAS, so I called you guys directly.
I'm just going to try to put this information in and see if it does good. And what kind of vehicle is this going to be for?
I'm sorry, what?
Yes, and what kind of vehicle?
Okay, I have my number if you're ready.
Yes, and what kind of vehicle is it for?
Oh, it's for the Mazda 3, 2006 Mazda 3.
Okay, I do have the policy pulled up here. And just to verify the color of the vehicle, it's going to be silver?
Yes.
Okay, and what's wrong with the vehicle?
I don't know. It just died as I was driving it.
Okay. And do you have an address of where the vehicle is?
I have coordinates. Is the tow truck going to be able to come, like, without me being there?
Yes, so long as the keys are left inside the vehicle, you agree to a verbal waiver, just waiving liability until they get there, they'll still pick the vehicle up.
Okay, I have the keys with me now, and I'm... Okay, they can't get out without not having the keys, even if the doors are unlocked?
No, so they'll need to steer it on the flatbed. They usually don't drag a vehicle only because it'll cause more damage. So they usually will need the keys to put it into neutral and push it on a flatbed. Unless the vehicle does not shift out of gear, they'll just use equipment.
Okay, maybe I need to wait until I get back into town then to call because
mm-hmm.
Because I have the keys with me and I'm already really late. I can't go back to put the keys in there.
Okay. That's perfectly fine. I'll just notate that you'll be calling back.
That would be awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay. Yes, and thank you, and I hope you have a great one.
Thanks. You too.